Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. There's a new publication available from Iowa State University Extension for ag producers or landowners who may be interested in increasing pollinator habitat while improving water quality. This publication is called Establishing and Managing Pollinator Habitat on Saturated Riparian Buffers and is a four-page publication available to download for free on the Extension store. You can also stop in the Extension office here and we'd be happy to get you a copy of that publication as well. Saturated riparian buffers, enhanced with native wildflowers, are great for establishing pollinator habitat within riparian zones where the agricultural value is lower and where the conservation and wildlife benefits are likely high, which can be a win-win situation. According to one of the publication's authors, Dana Schweitzer is a program coordinator with the Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium at Iowa State University. Landowners are looking for the combined benefits of native habitat and water quality, can capture both by establishing pollinator-friendly species on top of saturated buffers. As part of a four-year field demonstration, Schweitzer and other professors co-authored this new publication that helps landowners identify the best site for buffers, take the steps to establish a buffer with a pollinator habitat, and some programs that may be available to help with funding and technical information. Seeding a new or existing buffer with native perennials does take planning, and Schweitzer said landowners should plan at least a year ahead of putting native seeds in the soil. Keep in mind that some areas, such as those that have been in a corn-soybean rotation for many years, will typically have less weed pressure and be easier to transition, while other areas that may have cool-season grasses require more upfront weed management prior to planting a native seed mix. This publication also outlines the anticipated costs for establishing a pollinator habitat by comparing different types of site locations, seed, and labor costs. Plots can be fairly small, ranging from 1 to 3 acres, and usually once established require maintenance every 3 to 5 years to sustain this diverse native plant community. Again, that publication is called Establishing and Managing Pollinator Habitat on Saturated Riparian Buffers, and you can find that on the ISU Extension online store or stop by the Extension office here and we'd be happy to get you a copy of that if you are looking at making some changes as you're planning your crop ground usage for this upcoming year after harvest. As you look at planning, you may also want to mark your calendar for the 4th of December. ISU Extension and Outreach in Cass County is partnering with the USDA Farm Service Agency to conduct Farm Bill decision-making meetings this fall. These are happening statewide, and Atlantic is one of several locations across southwest Iowa where producers and landlords can learn about the program. The meeting will take place on Wednesday, December 4th, beginning at 9:30 in the morning at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic on the fairgrounds. Doors open 30 minutes prior to the meeting, and it is open to the public at no cost. The meeting is designed to help producers, landlord, and other agricultural business professionals with their ARC-PLC elections, enrollment process, and familiarizing them with the tools available, according to Patrick Hadding, the Farm Management Specialist for Southwest Iowa with ISU Extension and Outreach. The meeting will last approximately 2.5 hours. Again, there is no cost to attend. Pre-registration is not required, but you are welcome to call and let us know you're coming if you do plan to attend. For more information on that meeting in Atlantic, or to RSVP for the December 4th, 9:30 a.m. Farm Bill Decision Meeting, give us a call here at the Extension Office, 243-1132. And finally, as we get ready for winter, we have had a little bit of snow dusting this year. We also get a lot of horticulture questions related to snow as that white stuff starts to blanket our yards. Our horticulture specialists with ISU share information about how snow can benefit or damage your landscape plants in this week's horticulture update. A layer of snow is beneficial to many plants in the garden and landscape as it will protect plants from extreme cold and the drying effects of sun and wind. A layer of snow also prevents the repeated freeze and thaw of the soil, which can heave perennials out of the ground, causing serious damage or death. Additionally, a layer of snow moderates soil temperatures. Without snow, the soil can get extremely cold and may damage the roots of trees, shrubs, and perennials. course, on the negative side, the weight of heavy, wet snow can break the branches on trees and shrubs and destroy the shape of multi-stemmed arborvitae or junipers. The deep layer of snow also deprives rabbits and deer of food on the ground, forcing them to browse on trees and shrubs that stick above the snow. Sometimes these heavily browsed trees and shrubs can even be damaged or destroyed. If you do have a heavy, wet snow, keep in mind it can cause considerable damage to small trees and shrubs. When heavy, wet snow accumulates on small trees and shrubs, you want to gently shake the snow from branches or carefully brush it off with a broom. To avoid this, when clearing your driveways and sidewalks, don't throw or push heavy, wet snow onto small trees or shrubs, and avoid dumping snow onto small trees and shrubs when raking snow from the rooftops. This shoveling and pushing motion will compact the snow, causing further damage to the plants. If you'd like to prevent the weight of heavy, wet snow from damaging arborvitae and other multi-stemmed evergreens, you can wrap the plants with twine or rope in the fall. If you have small evergreens that are buried in the snow, there is not necessarily a need to uncover them if it is a light, fluffy snow. The snow will not suffocate the evergreens merely by being present on the branches. Snow does act like an insulating blanket and can protect the evergreens from desiccating or drying winter winds if it is not that heavy, wet snow type we were talking about before. Some information to keep in mind as we head into this winter season of caring for trees in our garden. For more information, you can find that on the ISU Extension website. Give us a call or find our information online for upcoming information. The Cass County Extension Office is located at 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds, and you can give us a call at 712-243-1132 for information on all of our up programs, as well as resources available from Iowa State University Extension. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.